Okay, today is Daf Hey of Masechtas Me'ilah. We're on Daf Dalet Amud Bet. Today is a challenging Daf, to say the least. But we'll do it slow. It's not a long Daf, that's good. We'll do it slow, and Mirza Hashem, we will get it. So, we're just going to read over the mission again. That's from where it says, Klal Amar B'Yeshua, that's who that's. Kol Shehoitz Lo Shas Hetzel Kahanim Ein Molin Ba. If the meat was ever mutter for the Kahanim to eat, there cannot be me'ilah. That makes perfect sense. Why? Because once the meat is mutter for you, it becomes no longer Kodesh Hashem. If the Kahanim are allowed to eat it, it loses its status of Kodesh, it downgrades. It goes from Kodesh Hashem to Kahanim. There's no me'ilah on Kahanim stuff. That makes perfect sense. B'chol Shaloh Ha'itzel Hashatet Ala Kahanim, but if it was never mutter for the Kahanim, for example, you walk into the Beit HaMikdash, and you start being over Me'ilah. You start playing with the animal. What do you mean? How about an Ola? Correct. So the idea is, when would the Kahanim be Mutter? You'll see the Gemara is going to ask the question. So that's the answer to your question. An Ola never is Mutter to eat, but when would it be Mutter? When would it be if it was not an Ola? Right? So if it's a regular animal, you're allowed to eat it. When does that kick in? B'chol Shaloh Ha'itzel Shatzel the Kahanim. What's an example of something that is mutter for Kahanim to eat, but asur for the Kahanim to eat? I'll tell you an example. Shalana, it left overnight. So at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Shalana means that the dam was left over, I believe. It doesn't make a difference, even in the meat. 3 o'clock in the afternoon, the carbon's done. They can go have supper. They can go have lunch. Mutter to eat. Now they leave it overnight. Now in the morning it becomes usher. Right? So can that, and now you're moel on the meat the next morning. Are you over me'ilah? The answer is no. Right? The answer is no. Why no? Again, why not? Why not? How can you not over me'ilah? Because at 3 o'clock in the afternoon the meat became mutter. The fact that it becomes usher later, irrelevant. Number two, shenitmeis, or became tamei, or shiyotzeis, if someone took it outside. All these things are mutter. Yeah. Yeah. No problem. No problem. Exactly. Because it's considered yours. Exactly. No problem. You do that. It's considered yours. It's kachem kam, considered yours. You can be back to the animal and then go bring it to the shul and have pony rice. There's no problem with that. You can't do that. Okay. What was never mutter for the Kahanim? What was never mutter? And therefore the Me'ilah remains. For example, Shenishchata chutz l'zman chutz l'mkoma. The whole thing was pigle. So you never let eat that. It never became mutter. Or Shekiblu psulin. Or somebody a puzzle kohen was makabel the dam. Or Bezarku was dam. Or he sprinkled the dam. I think Gemara is against, but I mentioned both. Okay? So far, so good? Okay. So if a Kohen, who's a Balmum, sprinkles the dam, that carbon never got the first base. Therefore, it's still called Kodesh Hashem, and therefore, if you do Me'ilah, you're going to be over Me'ilah. Okay? Now, Amale Bar Kapara Levar Padas. Bar Kapara says to Bar Padas, Ben Achosi. Makalkas, what this means, the son of my sister, either it's literal or not literal, he has to change the gears because he wasn't his brother in law Bar Padas. Anyway, come see what they're going to ask me tomorrow in the Beis HaMedrash. Is that what that means? See what they're going to ask me tomorrow in the Beis HaMedrash? Okay. Ready for the. What? See what you'll be asking me tomorrow in the Beis HaMedrash. This is the entire daf of this question. When we said that if something is mutter for the Kahanim to eat, that it can no longer become Me'ilah. When does it become mutter for the Kahanim? At what stage of the carbon process can we now say, oh, it's mutter for the Kahanim? What's the cutoff? When? And what are the choices? Either, number one, heter shchita shaninu, at the moment of shchita, in other words, once the animal is shechted properly, there can no longer be Me'ilah. Because You don't eat what goes up on the Mizbeach. You don't eat that meat. That's Hashem. You eat other meat. So look at Rashi. Look at Rashi. The last Rashi on the page. So the kivon shenishchata kitzikna, since you shechted it properly below pisol without any problems, hainu shas heter. Then it becomes mutter. Apagav, even though dishuv nifsvala, even if it becomes pasul later, how can it become pasul later? I don't know. They take the dam to left field. Something happens. However, once the shechita was done right, Avagaf the Shuv Niftala, Yajas Midi Me'ila. There is no more Me'ila. That's the earliest possible time. Is that the time? Turn to Hey and Allah. Oh, or Heter Zrika Shaninu? Is it the time of Zrika? What does that mean? This is a very difficult thing to understand. Now, see, look at Rashi, top Rashi. Afal Pi, even though Sheshachto Karoi, even though you did shechita right, what's the next step? The next step is be'inan to have a kabbalah nami below psul. The kabbalah has to be proper. Why? Be'kivon de kibul karoy. Once you accept the dam in the cup properly, hutter lizrika, it becomes acceptable. It becomes ready mutter to now sprinkle. Afagav da dain lo nizrab damo. Even though you didn't yet sprinkle the dam. Why? Because it's still in the cup. Have ki'ilu nizrak. It's as if you sprinkled it beheter. Why? The chala omed lizrok kizarak dummy. Because anything ready to go is as if it went. Good? So far so good? The kivon the niskabel bekos karoi. Since it was put into the cup correctly. Vinire lizrika, and it's ready for zrika. Shuv ein bo me'ila. There is no longer me'ila. So there's a sefer called the Mishnah Rabbi Yaakov. I'm not sure who it is. They ask an unbelievable question. It doesn't make any sense. But I'll tell you why. The whole reason why you have to have zrika is because the zrika will then differentiate what's eaten by humans and what goes on the Mizbeach. It's a necessary step. What? Right. So what do you mean? If it's in the cup, it's ki'ilu, it was zorig. How about this? My tefillin are in my bag. It's ki'ilu, I wore them. I don't have to wear them. You can say that about any mitzvah. You can say that about anything. You have to do anything. And there is such a concept. Kala omeid this. It's ki'ilu. Right? Whatever. Kala omeid. We do say that times in chat. Anything called kalaome licks those as if it's cut already. There is such a concept like that. But here, the concept doesn't make sense because you require a differentiation. Putting that question aside, which doesn't answer it. Putting that question aside is another stage. Okay? It's a second stage. So either you have Shas Shechita, Shas Kabbalah, which the Gemara calls Shas Zrika. And the third stage is heter achila shaninu, or achila, which is what? After the zrika. Once the zrika is done, as Rashi, the next Rashi says, afalga, even though, I'm on the first skinny line, the nishchat, it was shechted, finished kabel, and it was a kabbalah karoi, la'olam, lo yatsa mede mi'ila, ad shenizrak adam. You have to actually, once I sprinkle the dam, now there can no longer be, it's impossible now to be over mi'ila. Why? Because I don't get it. Once, what? The yesh lo shas heter achila kahanim. Because now they're able to eat it. Till the zrika, they're not able to eat it. It was potential, it was possibility, it was in theory, but now it's lamaisa. The im ira bo shum psul. And if any psul happens, afilu hachi, nevertheless, ein mol. There is no me'ila. Peshiva bar kapara, the chizk of Rabbi Yochanan, pligi baha milsa. And he's going to answer, et amachloket. Okay? Good? Everyone got that question? That's the question of today's daf. Hear that question? Good. What do you mean? You grab it? You're eating basar kachem. I don't know if you're allowed to do that. I don't know. The Gemara is busy with another issue. The other issue is, a psul happens to the meat, which makes it ineligible for the Kohanim to eat it anyway. So now that they can't eat it, can they be over Me'ila? Or anyone can be over Me'ila? The answer is, you cannot be over Me'ila. Once it becomes mutter, it doesn't make a difference what happens afterwards. It can become Tameh, you're Tameh, it doesn't make a difference. Once it's mutter, it's mutter. The question is, when is it mutter? Shas Shchita, Shas Zrika, or Shas Achila? That's the Gemara's question. So, we're in the second line, Tehem and Aleph. Chizkiya Amar, Heter Shchita Shaninu. And Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Heter Achila Shaninu. It's a machloket. Okay? Amar Rab Zera, Lo Daika Memas Nitzan, Deloke Chizkiya, U Deloke Rabbi Yochanan. From our Mishnah, you can't prove either of them right. Either of them are wrong. From our Mishnah, we don't know what to say. Why? Tan, we learned. What did our Mishnah say? Our Mishnah said that Shelana, if it was left overnight, or Vishanit Me'ez, or it became Tamei, or Shiyatzas, or it was taken out, right? If any of those three things happen, then what? Then there's no Me'ila. Now, Lav, aren't we talking about Dilan Dum? Aren't we talking about the blood was left overnight? In other words, you put the blood somewhere, you checked with the animal, and then you never sprinkled the blood. You just sat around with the blood all night. Vikatani, and what do we learn? Ein Molenbo. There's no Me'ila. Shmamina, what do you see from here? Heter Zrika Shaninu. It must be that the kicker is being in the cup. That must be pshat. Why? Because the Mishnah said, what did the Mishnah say? Again, the Mishnah said if the blood, the Mishnah didn't say which, the Mishnah said if something is left overnight, and if something becomes tummy, and if something is yotze, it's not a me'ila problem. Aren't we talking about the blood? And if we're talking about, let's say we are talking about the blood, what does that mean? That means the blood was put in a cup, Kabbalah was done right, the blood was put in the cup, and then everyone went to the Yankee game. And nobody ever sprinkled it. Right? And what did the Mishnah say? That's not a problem. What do you see from there? All you need is the blood in the cup. That's all you need. Marjorie, you got that? No? Because if it was Heter Shchita, then there isn't even blood here. There isn't anything. There isn't Kabbalah yet. So what do you mean lawn? What was lawn? The animal. Right, the animal was lawn. No, that opinion is rejected because it doesn't. How's that possible? That there is lawn. What was lawn? The dead animal. He didn't do anything. That's Mistama. We're going to reject this anyway. Mistama, that's not pshat. Mistama, there must be. They did something. They put the blood on the cup. Then everybody went away. And what happened? Nobody did anything. And what's the story? What? No. Then you come the next day. Someone says, "Hey, nobody sprinkled the dam." All right, let's just take the dam and we'll flesh it on fur. Right, we'll go give it to PETA. We'll donate it. Can't do that. You could do that. Why? There's no Me'ila here. All I did was put the blood in a cup. What do you see? That putting the blood in a cup is the stage where there's no more Me'ila. That's what you see. Right? You hear that? You don't hear it. Okay? We're going to get to the balance soon. It's the next 2 days. Yeah? You're asking the same question as him. Once the shchit is done, there's another stage now. The next stage is putting the blood in a cup. Before you put a blood in a cup, it's not possible to have the blood remain. It's not possible to have lina. Lina for what? The blood in the animal still. You didn't even remove it from the animal. Hard to say that. So therefore, since the Mishnah said that if it's lawn, it's not me'ila, it must be, that you will lawn the dam. And what do you see from here? That the kicker is Heter when Kabbalah is only the Israel. Oh, so the Gemara answers, "La, that's not the case. Dilan Basar. No, the meat was left overnight. Not the blood. Abel Dam is Darek. The dam was certainly sprinkled. Mishum Hachi, Katani, Ain Molenbo. That's why there's no Me'ila. There's no Me'ila because the blood was sprinkled already. Who said the man is? No, we didn't change the case. The Mishnah didn't. The Mishnah
is not Kabbalah now. It's Tikkun.
Right. Why? Why are we changing the case? The Mishnah said Lina. Lina what? What was Lina? Well, the Gemara suggested. How about? Exactly. So what was Lina? The blood. What was blood? What did we do Lina on? What sat out overnight? What sat out overnight? If the blood sat out overnight, then the time when Me'ila goes away is Kabbalah. No, you didn't do Zerika. You put in the cup. No, it's Kabbalah. It's Kabbalah. You have to do Kabbalah. We're saying everybody left. Okay, so it's unlike. So it's unlikely that's the case because it's not Lina. In order to have Lina, you have to first have it in a cup. You can't have Lina on a dead carcass. Correct. Right. So the Mishnah should have, if the case would have been Shechita, the Mishnah should have said that. Right. Kabbalah, and then maybe we use Rika. So the Gemara, the Mishnah says that, by the way, nobody held Shechita. There was a machlokas. Huh? No one held Shechita. Chizkiya Amar. I'm sorry. Chizkiya did held Shechita. Let's say it's Shechita. If it's Shechita, then what happens? You shech the animal, and then everybody goes to Yankee. And no one did anything else. They come back the next day, no one did anything over there. The blood's just spilling on the floor. That's not Lina. It's not Lina. Lina means it's first been put into a cup, then you went to the Yankee.
So,
correct. And so Zerika is attached to Kabbalah. They're all attached.
No. That's why the mission separates it up.
So the mission didn't separate anything. The mission said one word. The mission is Lina. If there's Lina, what does that mean? That means there was Mutter, but you let it sit overnight. It was Mutter, but you let it sit out overnight. What did you let sit out overnight? What sat out overnight? So the Gemara suggests, say what sat out overnight. The blood. What do you see from here? It can't sit out overnight. It's still in the animal. It doesn't make any sense. That's a shechita can't be. So what happened? You put it in a cup, you went away, and it sat out overnight. You come back the next day. Are we over Me'ila on this? No, we're not over Me'ila. You know why? Because the cutoff is Kabbalah. We did Kabbalah. Everyone's good. It's all good. Says the Gemara, no, that's not the cutoff. That's not what the Mishnah meant when it said Lina. What did the Mishnah mean? It meant the Basar. Right? The Basar sat overnight. What about the blood? Of course it sprinkled the blood. They're not that anxious to go to the Yankee game. Right? Of course it sprinkled the blood. Then they left. And it's got to eat the meat. Come back the next day. Oh, you got to eat the meat. Can we give it to the dog now? Right? Can we sell it? The answer is yes. We can't eat it. Can we sell it? Can we have an offering? Can we be the eagle with it? The answer is yes. Why? Because we did this Rika. It's no Raya. Good? But that's not so hard. That's not so hard. Tanan, next. The next the Mishnah said was, Ezehi Shaloha Yitzalashatash Hokshalakahanim. What's considered the case where there's no heter? Where there was never matzah for the Kahanim to eat? What's that case? Play the case. The Mishnah said this. Shenishchata Chutzuzmana. It was shechted the wrong time. What was it shechted the wrong time? It was shechted with a machshava at the wrong time. The Chutzlum Koma. It's called pickle. Right. Or Shekiblu Psulin. Or a Apostle Kohen was Makabal the Dam. Vizarku as Dama. And then Apostle Carbon sprinkled the dam. Why do you have to mention both cases? Why does Apostle person have to do Kabbalah and Zrika? Right? So the Gemara is, Hechi, that's what the Mishnah said. Apostle person does Kabbalah and then sprinkles it. Why did he both things? What if Apostle person did Kabbalah and went home? There was no Zrika. Or what if a kosher coin did? What's going on here? Answer the question? Hechi Dami, what's the case? Ilema Dizarkuhu Psulin. The cup blue psulin. If Apostle Cohen accepted received the diamond of cup, and then either the same Apostle Cohen or another Apostle Cohen did Zrika, Lamali Adikatar. Why do they have to do both of them? Why do both of them have to be here? One of them is enough to ruin it. One of them is enough to say there's no shas heter achila, and therefore the meal is going to continue. Elalav, that can't be the case. Elah, it must be the case, dekabluhu psulim, that a pusul kohen was makabel adam. Then somebody ran over, you're missing a leg, you can't do Kabbalah, get out of here. Right? That's what happened. Then, vizarku ksherim. So the ksherim took over, and they continued, sprinted the dam, bekashim. Zikatoni, what did the Mishnah say? Molingo. You can still be over Me'ila. Why can you still be over Me'ila? Because once the puzzle guy did Kabbalah, it's over. It's ruined. I don't care what happened afterwards. If the Mishnah said apostle was Bekabalah, then Vizarkuhu. Who was Zarkuhu? Who sprinkled? Says the guy, it must be a kosher guy. They got the puzzle guy out of there, and it must be a kosher guy continued. Because if the puzzle guy continued, there's no reason for it to say that. So what happened? Apostle Kohen did Kabbalah, then a kosher Kohen did Zrika. And what did the Mishnah say? Is the Me'ila? Yes, it's Me'ila. Why? Why? Because it never had a shot at the Rachila. Why not? Because the puzzle Kohen ruined it by doing Kabbalah with that ladder. Right? Shechita is for sure not the issue. What's that mean for what? No. Shema Mina. There wasn't a Shema Mina. What do you see from here? Heter Zrika Shaninu. What's the cutoff? The cutoff is being in the cup. Being in the cup is the cutoff. Right? That must be pshat. Huh? It was shechted properly. The next day, there's only three possibilities. Shechita, Kabbalah, or Zrika. That's not what the Mishnah said. The Mishnah said the Mishnah said that the next, if that would have been the case, the Mishnah should have said that. The Mishnah should have said, a case is Zrika was on the puzzle. And what about Kabbalah? That could have been good. The Mishnah didn't say that. The Mishnah said the Kabbalah was done no good. So what do you see? Now what's the cutoff? Shamina, Heter Zrika Shaninu. Had the Kabbalah been done right, there would be no Me'ila. But since the Kabbalah was done wrong, there is yes Me'ila. Very good. Maskaflor of Yosef. So if Yosef asks the question, it says like this. I could give Stewie's answer. I could say, really, the Kabbalah was done right. And well, the Kabbalah was done right. What wasn't done right? The Zrika was done by a guy missing a leg. I could say that. Right? Why? Really, I could say that. Why? And really, it's going to be Shas Heter Achila. Right, Shas Heter Achila. Right, it's the Achila that does the kicker. How am I going to get those words into the Mishnah? That's what the Mishnah said. If you want to tell me that you're going to make this distinction, what distinction? That when the Mishnah said psulin, when the Mishnah said that the Kabbalah was done puzzle and the Zrika was done kosher, right? If that's what you want to tell me, right? And what? What would halacha be the other way around? What's the other way around? The other way around was Stewie's case. If the Kabbalah was done right, but the Zrika was done wrong, now you want to tell me that's not Me'ila? I'll say it's not true. Why? Hatnan, but we learned the Mishnah, this is unrelated, completely out of left field. The halacha is that when a Kohen was doing the Avodah, sometimes, let's say blood got on his clothing. Sometimes that blood was a problem, had to be washed right away, and sometimes it wasn't the problem. What was the issue? So, Tanan Hasam, Chatas Psula, if the Chatas was Pasul, Ein Dama Ton Kibbutz, then your clothing don't have to be washed. Why? Because only kosher dam made your clothing have to be washed. What was that of Sukkot? You learned this in Zvachim. But if Pasul Carbon, your clothes don't have to be washed. It doesn't make a difference if the blood was ever kosher and became puzzle, or the carbon was ever kosher and became puzzle, and it doesn't make a difference if the carbon was never kosher and was puzzle. It doesn't make a difference. If it's puzzle, you don't have to wash your clothes. Now, the Mishnah there, the Gemara there in Zvachim asks the following question. What's an example of a carbon that was kosher and then became pasul, and I don't have to wash my clothes? What's such an example? Shalana. Right? It was kosher. Shalana. Vishanitma'a. Oshiyatza. In other words, I do the carbon correctly. The next day, I noticed that something was left over, and then it got on my clothing. It had a shas heter. 3 o'clock in the afternoon, nothing was wrong. Then the next morning is a problem. Do I have to wash my clothes? No. What do you see? Same exact thing. When is it good? It's good when the carpet was done right and what was ruined. It was left it overnight, there was too much something. But at 3 o'clock, when you finished the carpet, it was all mutter. Everything was good. What's the case where there is no hilkshir? In other words, the carpet was never good. Listen to what the Gemara there in Zavachim says. It says, Shirishcha chotul kavu chotul zmana. Piggle. Never good. Or, Shekiblu psulin. Or, some possible guy did Kabbalah. Vizarku es dama. And very cryptically, Vizarku es dama. Now, what is the exact same case? Exact same situation. And what does that mean? Heichi dami. What does that mean? When it says, Kiblu psulin, Vizarku es dama. Ilema kibluhu psulin. If you want to tell me that a puzzle guy did Kabbalah, Vizarku psulin, and then another puzzle guy did the Zrika, who de ain't domaton kiblus, so that's the case where there doesn't have to wash your clothing. Why not? Because there's so many problems here. The Kabbalah was done wrong. The Zrika was done wrong. If it means that they're both done wrong, if that's what it means, then we can make a deal. We can infer. Ha kibluhu vizarku ksherim. If it was done right, Dama Ton Kibus, then you would require to wash your clothes. Now, if everything was done right, then I would require to, that can't be. Why? Kari Kana Shayuza Midama. Has to be before you did it. Below Shekvar Huza. Not after the Zrika. That can't be right. Ella, rather, Lav Dafka. It must be, Stewie, that when the Mishnah says somebody was Kabbalah Bipasal, or Zrika Bipasal, is Lav Dafka on the order. It's Lav Dafka the order. The order is Lav Dafka. Therefore, I proved it from the case, things that work. From the case of the washing of the clothing. So same thing over here. It's Lav Dafka. If it's Lav Dafka, look at the last Rashi of the page. Lav Dafka. Dafilu Kiblu Ksherin. Even if the Kabbalah was done right, the Zarku Ksherin and the Zrika was also done right. Ein Dama Ton Kibus Achar Zrika. Afa Gav Tahavichatos Kshera. Howel the Kvar Huza, because the Zrika was already done. That's a technical rule there by the washing the clothes. Avo Kodem Zrika, but before Zrika, Ton Kibus Kidichatos Kshera. The Ton Kibus Ben Kabbalah Zrika. And if it's true over there, we turn the page. Hachanami, so two over here, Lav Dafka. It would be Lav Dafka. And therefore, what would be, Stewie? That if the Kabbalah was done right and the Zrika was done wrong, you would be over Me'ila. Why? Because Heter Achila. I'm not such a London. What Mishnah in Tzvachim? Yeah, that says what? Allah halacha. So you don't have to, that's why it's not here, because you don't have to do that. You don't have to do halacha. You can get out of halacha. Let's say it's right there. You shech right there on the spot. You shech right by the mizbeach. There's no halacha. Right, so no one says that's man. No one says that's man. Right. No, you have to walk from the place of the shtita to the mizbeach. You don't have to do that about it. It's not ma'akeh. If you shech right by the mizbeach, there is no halacha. You're right there already. Exactly. Okay, so basically, what were we up to? We tried to bring a raya from our Mishnah. Says Rabbi Yosef? Not Rabbi Yosef. Who was that? Rabbi Asi. Says Rabbi Asi. No, Rabbi Yosef. Says Rabbi Yosef. That's not a raya. Why? Because our Mishnah could be read Lav Dafka. When it says that the Kabbalah was done b'pasul, it doesn't mean that. It could even be the Zrika was done b'pasul. Therefore, we don't know when this man is. It could be Shas Kabbalah, and it could be Shas Zrika. We haven't answered the question. Rav Ashi says, Im Kain, if so, if what so? If the phrasing of our Mishnah is Lav Dafka, Lamali Lamisni Tarti. Why did the Mishnah have to say this twice? We didn't say it twice. It said it once here in Me'ilah and once in Tzvachim. It's the same rule, different cases. Once talking about Me'ilah and once talking about washing clothing. But why do you need twice to tell me lav davka? So the Gemara says, that question, that's a weak question, but such a strong question. El olam dimi'ila dafka. Really, here in our Mishnah, it's dafka. Therefore what? When it says the Kabbalah was done b'pasul, that's dafka. If the Kabbalah was done b'pasul, when's the shas? When's the time that me'ila goes away? Shas Kabbalah. Kabbalah is dafka, right? V'hak kamashmalon. And why on earth did the Mishnah in Zvachim say the same thing? Kamash v'hak kamashmalon d'pasul ose shirayim. That a puzzle activity can make shirayim. What does that mean? A puzzle activity can make shirayim. There are rules regarding shirayim. Shirayim is the leftover dam, right? Afalga. Here's the story. Afalga. Even though the kibble puzzle, you accepted the dam, you only have one leg. That's a puzzle. The zarak. Now what happened? You have one leg, right? The coin has one leg. He accepted the dam. He then sprinkled the dam. The kibul v'zarak. So the whole thing was no good. So the other kind of, what's going on here? Who let this guy in here? Right? They get him out of here. So what happens? They do Kabbalah and Zrika again. Let's try to fix it. Right, exactly. Kamash Milan, where am I? That I forgot the kibul pasul v'zarak. The kibel kosher bizarak, they did it right now. If they got that guy out of there, lav klum he. That's nothing. It's nothing. Why is it nothing? My time, why is it nothing? The shirayim they do. Because it has the status of shirayim. Let's look at the Rashi. The rest of the dam has the status of shirayim. Even though, the second time, some thought that here was going on over here. Apostle Cohen did Kabbalah and did Zrika. The rest of the Kahanim find out what happened. Oh my goodness. Let's go back and we'll do Kabbalah Zrika again. The answer is you can't. Why? Because any remaining dam has the status of Shirayim. Aye. It was never done right the first time. It doesn't make a difference. You went through the motions. That's enough. That's enough to make whatever's left over into Shirayim. What do you mean? You can't. So second line in Rashi. Stewie remembers the Mishnah that Lamed Beis. Behold the dam of Tzach Zvachim. I will look at Tzach Zvachim. The kulon shekiblu es damo chutzus mano chutzum komo. If someone has a fiddle machshava, im yesh adayin dam anefesh betavar yachzer hakasher v'yikabel. Right, you can go back. Someone did piggle, but there's still blood in the animal. Go back and do it right now. How come then you can do it right here? You can't do it right. Yeh Rashi's kasha. Stewie asked from Zvachim Lamed Beis. Right? Dimashma Eina Osit Shirayim. What do you see? That Piggle doesn't ruin any dam left over. Hainu, that's because Kishachishe Pasol Bekabbalah Chutz Lizmano or Chutz Lemkomo. Dimashav as Pasol Eina Osit Shirayim Lepasol. That's because over there, what was the mistake? The mistake was a Piggle mistake. Aval Im Chishe Kasher Bekabbalah Chutz Lizmano. What's the case over here? No, so the one second. Aval in chishev kasher bekabbalah chutz lizmano. Aval pishish odzav v'damen. Never should the achzer achshav bekabel the machshav the kasher pasel shirayim. What was the mistake over here? Right. So Stewie, that's the answer. The answer over there. I think the case is it was a puzzle person and a piggle. The puzzle person and a puzzle machshava. That's not even an avoda. What is that? Puzzle person and a puzzle machshava. That's nothing. Mamish nothing. Therefore, you can go back and do it again. Funny. It's like a little ironic. It's worse. It makes it better. It's puzzle person and a puzzle machshava. That's not even an avoda. Over here, all there was a puzzle person. There's no puzzle machshava. Just the guy's down a kohen. He's missing a foot. So it's a little bit, it's better. It's avoda was done. Just one psul. So it's one psul, you can't redo it. Two psul, it's funny. Two psul is so ridiculous, not even of avoda, that we can go back and do it again. Okay? Now. Okay, where are we up to? What did Rav Asi say? Rav Asi said that the reason why the Mishnah in Zvachim mentioned it lav dafka, that out of order, to teach you another halacha. That what? That a psul can make shirayim. V'ha, boy minei Rish Lakish mei Rabbi Yochanan. Rish Lakish asked that question to Rabbi Yochanan. Mahu psul, mahu sha'osi shirayim. What's the story? Right? What's the story when someone puzzle, a little Tosfos puzzle says, Pirish, Shazarak, he did Zrika, Mao Shiyase, Kol Mao Shinisha, Betavar Shirayim. What happens? It was done puzzle, right? The Zrika was done by puzzle. What's the story with the rest of the Dam? Can I do Zrika again? Now, we answered that question. How can Rish Lakish have a kash on that? The Omale, Ein Lucha Davar Shiyase Shirayim, Ela Chutzim Mano, Vachutzim Komo. Very cryptic answer. Rabbi Yochanan answers him back, Ein Lucha Davar Shiyase Shirayim. There's nothing that makes Shirayim. This is the hardest part of the Daf. Ein Lucha Davar Shiyase Shirayim. There's nothing that makes Shirayim. Ela but Chutzlim Komo v'Chutzlim Zmano v'Chutzlim Komo. Look at the Rashi. The Rashi is a few lines down where we left off. The Amale Puzzle. Amale Ein Lucha Ela Chutzlim Zmano v'Chutzlim Komo. She'im Zarak Mixas Hadam. If you do Zerika on part of the Dam, Al Menas Lechal Chutzlim Zmano v'Chutzlim Komo. In other words, you sprinkle the dam with a pickle machshava, vasha'ar zarak, shalav machshavet pickle, then you have left over in the cup. You go back and do it right. Lav klumhu. It's nothing. Why? Because the psul ruled. Ella, kol hadam shenishtayer, nasa shirayim upasol. Any dam left over in the cup has the status of shirayim, and it's pasol. Huh? It's not different.
But he's saying,
he only, oh, so one second. My lav is going to exactly your question. Hoel, why is that true? Umiratzin lipigulim. Because it becomes good to make it into pickle. In other words, it's pickle. And therefore, any dam left over in the cup is no good. And what are we all going to say? Only pickle this happened. My lav bar mi puzzle. What does that mean? My lav bar mi puzzle. What if there was another kind of psul? What was it? What if there was another kind of psul besides pigle? What? According to Rabbi Yochanan, that would not make it pigle. That would not make it shirayim. But the only psul that makes it shirayim is pigle. What about tuma? What about some other psul? What about a mum? That would not make a difference. The takasha on Rav Asi. The takasha on Rav Asi, because Rav Asi seemed to say any psul. So the Gemara says, lo, afilu psul, any psul. Any psul. Any psul. Any psul. So Rabbi Yochanan said, okay, so one second, we're gonna answer your question. We're gonna answer your question in a minute. So Rabbi Yochanan said, Rashi said, any psul. Rabbi Yochanan said, only psul of pigle. Which one is it? So, they said, no, I agree, it's any psul. You any psul, but ain lechak tony. But you said this is the only psul. You said no other psul except for pigle. So the Gemara says hachika amar. This is what he meant to say. Ain lechadavar she'ainu meratza b'tzibur va'osa shirayim. There's no psul that she'ainu meratza b'tzibur va'osa shirayim ela chutzus mana v'chutzum kova except for pigle. In other words, when Rabbi Yochanan said that there's no other psul except for pigle, what he meant was only psulim by a carbon tzibur. What's a psul by a carbon tzibur? No, sir. Yotze. What about tuma? There is no psul by a carbon tzibur. Everyone can become it. That's not a psul. What is yes a psul? No, sir, and yotze. Right? Those are very bad psul to even apply by a tzibur. That cannot make shirayim except for pigle. Why? Right. It does exist. Aval Tomei. But Tomei, the Issi B'Tzibur, which does exist by a Tzibur, Mashvei Shirayim, that will make Shirayim even by a Karben Yachid. Shar Psulin, other Psul, like what else is left? Like a Balmum. Delo Isnan B'Tzibur. It's not Heter by a Tzibur, it would be a Balmum. Only Heter is Tuma. Lo Mashvei Shirayim. It doesn't make Shirayim. So in other words, we'll stop. In other words, what's the bottom line? When Rav Asi said a psul makes a shirayim, what kind of psul was he talking about? He was talking about only one psul, tumah.
tuma, which doesn't exist by tibur.
When Rabbi Yochanan said that the psul is other psulin that don't make shirayim, he meant other psulin besides tuma, because tuma doesn't apply by tibur. Okay, so that was a side point, that was a side question, and we answered it. We're back to our original question. Our original question is, when is the stage when it becomes mutter that there's no more me'ilah? Is it shechita? Is it kabbalah? Or is it zrika? That's where we're left off with Allah of Tashma, and we'll resume tomorrow. Everybody have a good day and a good Shabbos.